This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since you and I last spoke, the Federal Reserve released notes from its last interest rate meeting. The bond market hangs on every hint about rates, but what were Fed Chair Yellen and her team saying about jobs? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here with us live. Morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, David.
We've had some upbeat jobs reports recently, right? What does the Fed see in the numbers?
They see good things. Through January, the economy's created more than a million jobs, and that is just since November. But, you know, look, the Fed is also worried there are some lingering problems from the Great Recession. Long-term unemployment is still at historic highs. Too many people are stuck working part-time or maybe as temps because they can't find full-time work. And especially this one, you know, millions of people have dropped out of even looking for work. And that's one reason that unemployment has fallen. Look, much of this is slowly getting better. Economist Gary Thayer is at Wells Fargo.
Job growth has been very good. The unemployment rate has come down. I think businesses are finally at the point where if they want to expand further, they will probably need to hire more workers, and I think that will make consumers feel better.
Now, some consumers are feeling better. We've seen that in the surveys of people's economic optimism these days. But are they actually out there spending more, Mitchell?
You know, not so much. Keep in mind, pay hasn't gone up. And actually, this may be creating another problem. The New York Fed just reported that household debt is rising. We're buying more, but, you know, on plastic and the installment plan. Delinquency rates on car and student loans are going up, and that's something to watch.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you.